you know, my other sister over there, hey, Val, praise God. Y'all give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Jaleel, Janala, were y'all able to get the pictures? Okay, awesome. Pull that one picture up for me, please. We're talking about faith. We're talking about speaking something. The old one. The ugly one. That one right there. That's the one I want. Can y'all see that? Okay, I'm going to give you a little story real quick. Baby girl, come up here. Come on. Run. Praise God. I'm taking you somewhere. Romans 10 is where we at. We're talking about faith. We're talking about confession, okay? I'm taking you somewhere. Praise God. This is my baby girl. This is Addison Grace. This is my baby girl. That picture right there you seeing, that happened to my home in 2019, October 2019. Me and my boys, that went like to the woods or whatever. And my wife and my baby girl, they was in the house. And straight line wind, wasn't a tornado, it was what they call a straight line wind. They said a straight line wind is worse than a tornado. So I wish I gave them that picture, but we had a tree that was in front of our house. And I knew that tree was leaning just a little bit. And I used to speak to that tree and tell that tree, you're not going to fall. But as you can see, the tree fell. But, you know, sometimes in life you go through things. That was a life changer for me. That affected me. It affected my family. But thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph. Woo! Not one time did I shed a tear. You can ask my wife. Not one time did I ever get in doubt but unbelief. But I did ask God, why? I did ask. You can ask God why. You can ask him that. You can ask him. He ain't no mean God that's going to beat you up and tell you to shut up and get out. He ain't that kind of God. He's a loving God. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. See, God draws you to him with love. He draws you with love. And see, you know, and that's what he's wanting us to see. When we draw others, draw them with love. So this is what I'm telling you. 2 years, it was right at 2 years. Let's see, how long was it, baby? A little over a year. It happened in October. We just moved back in the house. March of this year. So we're working on 2 years. First thing happened, my lovely mother-in-law, y'all tell my mother-in-law, hey, my mother-in-law. I call her mama anyway, but praise God, she's just a beautiful lady, a great heart. Loves her family. I promise you, she loves people. And so when that happened, she called. I can't remember if she came over that day or not, but she called. She said, y'all get all y'all stuff. As y'all can see, we probably couldn't get much, but she told you, she said, y'all get all your stuff, come over to the house. She said, we're going to give you the complete back of the house. I told my wife, I said, you know what? I said, I appreciate it. I said, but you know, I'm praying right then, and I'm believing God. Because, you know, I didn't want to be in no inconvenience to them. You understand what I'm saying? Because everybody run their household different. Everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody run their own household different. So I didn't want to start, in which I know she opened a house, her home and everything, and I appreciate her and my dad-in-law, I really do. But I had to do something. So me and my wife, we grabbed the stuff, we went in, we stayed there 2-3 weeks maybe, I think, something like that. And I told my wife, my mother-in-law, bless her heart, you just have to know my mother-in-law. We come home, she still works. My mother-in-law still works, won't sit down for nothing. And she still works, and she would come home, and next thing, she's trying to fix food for my family, her and my father-in-law, and she's trying to do our clothes and everything. I told her, enough's enough. I got to get out of here. I'm going to work my mother-in-law down. I can't do that. See, a lot of people wouldn't care with the first lady. A lot of people wouldn't care. They're going to eat it up. But that ain't how I was raised. You young guys, let me tell you something. Be a man. Stop walking around here with your pants down like you didn't go to school 10 to 11, 12 years of your life. Know how to speak. I know everybody's on a different level of education around here. I know that because I don't have a high school diploma myself, but it didn't stop me because I know what's on the inside of me now. So let me tell you something. Grow up. Be who God called you to be, a leader, a man of God, a man after God's own heart. Be that person. And you ladies, help them become that. Don't be so easy. See, because I've been in the world, I know. Don't be so easy. Make him work for him. Check his credit report. Check his stuff out. Because too many men sitting around here living off the woman. That shouldn't be. You're not a man, you're a boy. Wanting a man's responsibility. Enough of that. Anyway, thank you for your enthusiasm too. This right here changed my life. So what I told my wife, we was back there in the bedroom, and I told her, I said, "Now, I'm going to do something about this." I said, "We finna find us a place." So we were looking. I got in the vehicle. We rolled around, called, and what's that thing called on Facebook? What's that app? Marketplace. On Marketplace. Got a place for rent. 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, carport, double carport garage. Nice play. We met the man. He said, "You know what? We just bought this play, and we were looking for the right renters for this play." Praise God. We got the play. Nice play. Access to 50 acres of land. I'm telling you, God take care of his own. Do you hear me? God take care of his own. I said, "Do you hear me? God take care of his own." I'm telling you, he watches over his word. He watches over his word. I'm telling you, you got angels listening and hearkening to the voice of the Lord God. But guess what? That word is in you, and you got to release it and speak it. If you want them angels doing something, you want those things to come to pass, what God has promised you, speak something. Say something. And then do something. Faith acts. So, we found a place, moved in. Then we had a hard time finding contractors. I started out with 6 or 7 or 8, called them. Everybody was jumping on the job. Everybody wanted to do it. They trying to tell me what to do, but they didn't know I was a man of faith. And I prayed about it. Dealing with the insurance, dealing with the adjusters, dealing with all that. All those things of life trying to weigh me down. But thank God for Holy Spirit. Thank God for knowing how to pray in the Spirit. Thank God for pastors and leaders that teach you how to believe God for everything. You don't have to be shook. You don't have to be moved. You can change that situation. So guess what? So it went on. We moved in, dealing with the contractors. Anyway, I told you all a story about one. And me and my wife actually went to his business, and we actually prayed with him and for him. Even though I knew he was doing me wrong, I knew I got done wrong. But guess what? He doesn't determine how I act. I determine how I act. I know who I am. Just because he acted clown to his man, God, you take care of that. Bless this man. Help him to see what he's doing is wrong. So anyway, so we had to part ways, and we talked today. Matter of fact, I called him this the other day. Talked to him, see how he's doing, how your family doing. And anyway, blah, blah, blah. Then another contractor stepped in, and praise God, he hit the ground running. Told us, made us all kind of problems. And he got us back in our house. And then he got to the point to where he just stopped. And I understood that. I told my wife, I said, "We're not going to get upset." But the whole time, what I'm telling you here, we were saying something. We were speaking something. We weren't going by what we seen. We were going by what we knew God could do. See, truth be told, Pastor had already prophesied on the prayer line one day. He said, he called her Miss Kelly. I don't know why he called her Miss Kelly. I'm calling her Kelly. But he said, "Miss Kelly, Brother Tim," he said, "the Lord told me to tell y'all this right here. Y'all gonna get a new house." Me and my wife, you know, we got the prayer line. I said, "I like the house I got." I said, "You know, I know we need to remodel this stuff, you know, and we had been speaking to the house, calling floors in, and this and that, you know. And I'm still on my same side. Now say something, confessing something, believing God for something, the name of Jesus." See, I'm preaching him crucified. I'm not preaching Tim. I'm preaching him crucified.